WildTalkRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Lone Jarber Celebrates the Holidays 20-so-odd day. I swear I am not going to be able to get this name right at all. Oh well, we are doing day number 2 of Kwanzaa, and at this point I would like to introduce the co-host. We need a good thing for that. Sir Rocket.
Co-host, producer.
You know, there's Elf Friend Rock, and there's other things that was good throughout the other holidays. We didn't think of a good one for you for this one.
I mean, we've only been doing this for a decade or so.
Yeah.
And still have no name for it.
Well, you know.
So we're here. It's Kwanzaa Day 2.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tim Stein won't be with us tonight.
No, we're not talking so, hockey. No hockey talk tonight.
So we will be able to get through the show with, you know, less than half an hour. I'm just rambling on.
But we thank him for coming on the show. We may have him back. Yeah. We may have him back on later in the week.
Oh God,
it may be a thing. Well, we gotta help spread the word about CERN.
It's Tim. He has his own show. He can show up to when he wants to do a show.
That show doesn't return until January
7th, 2018. Jesus.
So.
Damn. Keeping the network afloat on our backs, Rock.
Yes.
Daily content we're pushing out.
We're putting out daily content while other shows take time off.
Taking a season off, Rock. Come on now.
Well, WTR has been off since the 17th. Sorry, the 27th. We've taken the Raw post show off for this week, this past Monday, and next week because, you know, two holidays. But we're still doing the Rack live every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Like you can hear tomorrow night or when you hear this hours later at 10 p.m. Eastern. Because, you know, reasons. But, and we're keeping CBRA alive every week, so that's sort of a thing. Last year,
yes, we are.
Last year we had a bump in the road with CBRA, didn't we? Maybe?
It was a Sir Rocket and Lone Jobber super spectacular last year.
Yeah, because Christmas fell close to it, and we decided, hey, we would take, yeah, it was Christmas Eve last year, so we took that one off. But we technically did a show.
Yeah. Why do we do holiday shows?
Because people enjoy them.
It's just you and me who do these holiday shows. Oh well.
Hey,
can we?
We wrangled Tim on. We got that dude from McDonald's, with that girl from McDonald's on, who has no ambition. Still the greatest phone call we've ever done.
We do want to remind you that we want to hear from the peeps on Twitter on who you thought was the best singer, so they could win. So I would use like a hashtag CB Radio or a hashtag WTR Caroling or something, but just like.
Just use
include Rock and I.
Just use hashtag 20 days of Jabber.
Yeah, but whatever. Just we want to know who you guys thought was the best.
Yeah,
because Rock clearly thinks that Ambition was the best call, but I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, Teddy was a strong number 2.
He was.
And I mean, I don't know how you got Lone Jabber on the call out caroling thing.
You know what? Like my little call out script.txt says, it is randomly generated numbers.
You were randomly selected to be a part of the festivities.
Yes. I still have that file open. I don't know why.
It's been days.
I guess I can close that one by now.
I think you can close that window, yes.
No, we don't need to save.
I mean, you should have saved it for next year.
Well, it's saved. It's just not
modified.
I did edits to it, so.
Should have saved the edited edits.
It just does days where I wrote down what day we were on because I kept on getting confused. But oh, well.
Anyway, it's day 2 of Kwanzaa.
Yes, it is.
Day 2
of Kwanzaa, Habari Gani, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Today's principle is sweet baby Jesus. Kuji Kala Gagla. I really apologize to anybody who speaks Swahili. I butchered that.
Yeah, but I have Texas.
It means,
I have the intern ready to help us with this word. Ready?
Okay.
Kujikaguya.
That's true.
I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but that's what the intern said it sounded like.
Kujikaguya.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And that means self-determination. Now, what we're doing today, folks, is we are going to define and name ourselves as well as to create and speak for ourselves. rock on the Wild Talk Radio Network with shows such as The Rack and CB Radio, do you think that we define and name ourselves as worlds to create and speak for ourselves?
Yes. Yes, we do.
We do?
We do. We do. We create and we speak for ourselves. We deliver our opinions strongly and decisively. We let people know that they have the opportunity to create and speak their own opinions. We have a chatty box where people can voice their opinions. We have people who can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio or at Lone Job or at CB Radio Live or at Rack Radio Show, whatever the Twitter handle may be, and they're able to speak their opinion, speak for themselves. We're not speaking for them. They have the opportunity to do so. In fact, people have the opportunity to speak for themselves by calling a phone number, which is 267-297-1397, and they can voice their own opinions and speak for themselves and create the ability for them to have a voice on the internet and have a voice to speak for themselves.
Okay. Now, that's speaking for ourselves and I guess naming ourselves. How about define ourselves? How would you define The Rack?
Defining The Rack, it's a sports entertainment podcast featuring a variety of guests who have done professional wrestling from time to time. We've interviewed such names. Here's where we do the name drop part. Legendary wrestler, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, who just happens to be a WWE Hall of Famer. I don't think you've ever heard of him.
No, no.
We have had Seth Rollins on the show, former WWE champion. Maybe you've heard of him. I don't know.
He had a good breakout recently, didn't he?
We got him on at his peak when we had him on the show the night after on Monday Night Raw, where he laid out both Brock Lesnar and John Cena.
Wow, that's good timing there, Rocco.
We had great timing on that one. We've had the Big Red Machine Kane on our program. I mean, just naming a few.
Well, that is good. How would you define WTR Sims?
It is a creative outlet for people to see themselves in a fantasy world. Some of us are unfortunately not professional wrestlers, but in this virtual reality world, you can play it out where you are a professional wrestler.
And the weeks where they decide to show up, how would you do Wrestle Talk Radio?
It is the evolution of online entertainment. Been there since 2004, giving you the voice of a promoter, a wrestler, and a fan.
And last but not least, out of the main shows that I care about, and that's going to get me so much hate mail, how would you define CB Radio?
Well, the only other show you're missing is the Raw Post Show, every Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
It's a post show. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Right, that's the only other show, so you're not offending anyone else.
I'm just saying.
You're just offending me because I host that show.
Well, I didn't really have to have you define what a Raw post show is. It's a Raw post show.
CB Radio is simply put your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, and it's the longest weekly episodic podcast in WTR history without taking a hiatus.
That really doesn't tell you what it is, but okay.
It is, okay, CB Radio, it's a show where a bunch of guys sit around and they have fun.
All right.
That is, we talk about the weird news, we talk about sports, we cover every subject you can possibly imagine. We've gone from sex toys in a greater than great debate to colors. We go both sides of the spectrum, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. We've had some very interesting topics.
Including this Saturday night, we're doing cookies.
Apparently.
Because someone wanted to do cookies.
Someone thought it'd be easy to do cookies.
Someone is realizing it's probably not that easy to do cookies and probably could have said, hey, we shouldn't be doing cookies. Maybe we can do something different.
Somebody is going to
send me a message
here. Fun pronouncing some of these cookies.
I was going to say, is someone now regretting doing cookies and maybe we'll do something else Saturday?
It's already too late in the week.
Is it, though?
I don't think we have a backup plan anymore.
I mean,
I'll be able to do it. It'll be a weird one.
And they're always the best one. Let's be real. They're the most fun.
And you know what? If my vacation had started a little later or cookies had started earlier, I would have made whatever cookie actually won. But alas, I don't know how long my vacation will be open for.
But I think you'll still be able to find time to make a cookie.
Maybe.
Call me crazy. I think you'll be able to. You'll be able to find one.
So, and you know what? Let's name ourselves, Rock. You and I believe in certain circles we are known as the core.
I would say that, yes.
I would say that we're fairly
established,
accomplished in that.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right. So we create, we speak for ourselves, and we have defined ourselves tonight here 20 some odd days of holiday.
20 days of Jabber, even if it's going to be more. Name of the show is 20. The name of the show is 20 Days of Jabber. Whatever.
I'm never going to get that.
I know. See, Jabber's not good at the branding thing.
Jabber's just good at the entertainment thing.
That's why I'm here to do the official branding of the show. Just imagine this, folks. If this whole, this today's about what, creating for yourself, right?
Yes, to create for ourselves.
Imagine if he had the self-determination to create and define himself as a regular host of his own podcast. Imagine if that was a thing.
Wait. Are you testing me at this point? I mean, because everybody's starting to do those New Year's resolutions. You can call it your New Year's resolution to us. Share it with us. We want to know them. But are you trying to actually force me to have my own show now?
I'm not forcing you to do anything.
But you're kind of heavily suggesting it.
I'm just saying. Imagine.
Who would really listen to a show, a weekly or a bi-weekly show hosted just by me? Really?
There may be a platform for it. I don't know.
Who knows? I'm just saying.
I don't know. We'll see.
Tweet me at Lone Jobber.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see if that happens. We're not doing it, saying anything, because God knows I ever give him a project that he has to stick to, he'll never do it.
I have to give myself a project, and then once I get like 3 months into it, then it's done. Right. Then I say, I've completed my project.
He's complete. Waiting on that new season off. Anyway.
A-Rock, you'll get my picks later on tomorrow.
Right, exactly. You want to know why? Anyway, why something was blame robbed? That would be why. Anyway,
other people voted.
No, they didn't. Anyway,
all right. That'll be it for tonight.
We're getting off the rails.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a show where we, you know, this isn't supposed to be like the Unity show.
That was last night.
Yeah. All right. So I think we could wrap this one up, Rock.
All right, I say we should wrap this day two of 20 Days of Jabber Celebrates Kwanzaa up.
All right. So let's wrap this up for the Sir Rockin.
Oh, yeah, Sir Rockin.
And for the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
That was not.
I am Lone Jobber.
Wait, that was Teddy saying it. That wasn't you.
Well, shut up, Rock. You know, he got out of his cage at one point and just went back in.
Why is Teddy in a cage?
He's a dick. I'm Lone Jobber. Say, tune in tomorrow night for yet another episode of this joyous Kwanzaa festival. Oh, and don't forget to light your weird menorah thing. We will. Whatever.
We'll see you tomorrow night for day three of 20 Days of Jabber Celebrates Kwanzaa right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. # free Teddy.
WildTalkRadio.com.